Wes and I were talking in a staff meeting the other day, and he said, well, I think I'm going to use that song, Living Hope. I said, good, because that's what I put as a title on my sermon. I love it. Don't you love it when good things happen like that? Because actually, living hope is the only kind we have. And there's not a hope that wishes and, you know, wishing and hoping like the song, but it's hope is a certainty in your heart that God is who he says he is. He does what he says he's going to do, and he's going to show up and do it in your life. If you picked up an outline, I put a definition there. Hope means to anticipate with pleasure, a favorable, confident expectation, trust, assurance, or confidence in God. And so when we talk about hope, it's not wishing upon a star. It's trusting the guy who made the stars. That's what hope is. It's a certainty. I wrote a couple things down here for you from other people. Judson says this, the future is as bright as the promises of God because our hope is in him. Henry Nouwen says, those who keep speaking about the sun while walking under a cloudy sky are messengers of hope, true saints of our day. I remember being on a flight to somewhere, I forget where, Maine, I think, and we hit about 30,000 feet, and we got through the weather, and it was just glorious up there. It was cold and rainy and cruddy on the ground. Sometimes we get fooled that what we see is the true reality. That's not the case. Real hope says, well, yeah, there's cruddy down here, but I know where it's coming from. I know the one who is the true meteorologist who manages the whole thing. So Thomas Brooks says, because of that, hope can see heaven through the thickest clouds. Isn't that good? Anybody ever walk in a cloud? I mean, I don't mean the wrong kind. I mean like where you can't see and you can't tell. Everything, your life seems overcast. Hope says, this isn't all there is.